By the end of the 70s, the economy in Norway changed considerably, and especially in this district. It's because of the oil that they had found in the North Sea. The same kind of people who previously would have been seeking work in a place like Fløy were now going to the North Sea and had much better working conditions. First of all, the wages were royal. You could keep on living with your family in the city, and you were on a schedule with shifts, which meant that you had considerable off time at home. Therefore, it becomes more difficult to recruit families to stay in Fløy. They try in many ways to please and to appeal to potential job seekers, for example by offering them free rental, free phone, free electricity, and even a wilderness extra. None of this helps very much, and we see that in the 80s the village dies out a little bit. In 1981, the longtime director of the power station here, Torleif Johannessen, dies. His wife quits working in the post office, and the post office is closed, and in 1984 closes the school. What's left in the late 1980s is only a few families plus a number of people commuting back and forth and staying in Fløy a week on and a week off on a North Sea schedule. In the 90s, the energy market in Norway is liberalized, and the private company Lyse Kraft buys the power station of Fløy from the municipality of Stavanger. And Lyse Kraft wants to earn money, and they try to automate this old power station here by putting all kinds of instruments and alarms on the machines there. By the middle of the 90s, this automation has gone so far that they have saved the night shift, and that the daytime shift can be in an apartment in Fløy, only called to duty when the alarm goes off or for a regular inspection. Also, Lyse Kraft plans a new power station, and they start building it in 1997. Again, the village will be full of life, with barracks all over the place where the workers were staying. This work is done in a period of just 2 years. They built an entirely new power station inside the mountain, and if you look beyond the quay where the ferry arrives, you will see a yellow portal. In there is a door, and then another couple of hundred meters after, you would get to the new power station. It's relatively modern and fully automated. It uses the same amount of water as the previous power station did, but because of better technique, they squeeze out almost double of its annual production. So in 1999, the old power station here is finally taken out of use after almost 100 years of service. For a big part of that period, this power station has been tremendously important as the single biggest power station in the region of Stavanger. It is only from the 50s that Lyse, in Lysebotn, had a bigger power station than Fløy did. When the new power station is finished in 1999, the village is completely emptied of people. Everybody has moved out, and only once a week a worker is in here to do routine checks of the new power station. The houses in the village of Fløy are given back to the municipality of Stavanger, as Lyse was no longer using them. For almost a 10-year period, nobody lived in Fløy, but then new life appeared. I'll tell you more about that next.